The boss was just here. Not Bruce Springsteen. The boss, upper management. And you know what? Like, you always want to look good in the boss's eyes, right? Like, you just, you want to look great. If you want to do that, ask your boss about, if you're a Duke Energy partner, ask the boss about going with Crute LED and getting $4 LED tube lights, $4 down lights, $79 LED high bay light fixtures, $99 parking lot light fixtures through Crute LED. So, and that way, the employees, all your coworkers are going to love it. The humming goes away. It's better light, better to improve your health, and you get lower power bills, more environmentally friendly. You're going to love everything about it, and then you look great. So, if the boss isn't listening this morning, the boss should be listening. But if the boss isn't listening this morning, go find out about Crute LED, K-R-U-T LED, CruteLED.com. Let's get to our phone lines, and our friend Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
We're doing fantastic. It seems we've got, since we last talked, everybody in the country is committed to South Carolina, and we've got to get caught up on these guys and where all they're going. Let's begin, if we can, about Jonathan Gibson, defensive back out of Georgia that committed yesterday. Tell us about is he a true safety? Is he a corner? What do you think about him and what he brings to the table? And what kind of commitment will it be for the Gamecocks?
Well, South Carolina likes him as a safety who could also see some time at nickel. Not a cornerback for them, but they really like his size. A pretty long kid, 6'1", 6'1.5", has good range at safety. He's physical, will definitely, not only provide help in run support, but also be a guy that I think can have wide receivers thinking twice about coming over the middle as he progresses in his career. So he's a good pickup for him. They've felt good about him really going back to the spring and got him to pull the trigger here on Monday. And I think he's one the Gamecock staff is happy to land.
They now have Roderick at safety now with Gibson at safety. Are they done, or are they still looking for more safeties?
I think that's probably going to be it at safety type in this class, unless something unexpected happens.
All right. And since we last talked, I'll let you pronounce the defensive end out of Atlanta. You got, and they got in the middle of the week, three-star pass rushing kind of defensive end.
With him, it's Anagbare, I believe is how he said his last name. I'm not 100% sure on that, but he's a guy that they had in camp and loved. They had several defensive end types in this summer and felt like he was the best of all the ones they had in and that worked out for him in camp. So they were really excited about getting him. And that was one that kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, they knew they were in it, knew they were in good shape with him, but they didn't know he was going to pull the trigger until he did it. He just called them and committed, and they were certainly excited about that one. And it's the type of guy, at 6'4", 255, 260. He's the kind of guy that really have had a hard time landing since Muschamp arrived at South Carolina. And he's one that I think can help them early in his career and can certainly help them build their pass rush of the future.
Their first true defensive end, I think you could say first true maybe defensive end of the class. You've talked about it before that this is not going to be the last one, though. This is a big need. Numbers-wise, what are we talking about here?
Well, I think they would like to land another really talented buck type. KJ Henry is one of those types who narrowed his list to 5 yesterday in South Carolina. Didn't make the cut there. I think they still got a good bit of work to do to actually land him, but they did make the cut for him. But he's, I think, an example of the type of guy they're looking to add in this class as well, a guy who can play some linebacker, some defensive end, really be a featured pass rusher for them. And they're involved with some other guys out of Georgia, Azeez Ojulari and a few others. But I think Buck is really a glaring need for them in this class, one of those type players. And there was Quinn Williams would be another one to watch. Clay Walker, who's good in Alabama as well. So they've got a few possibilities there, but it's hard to say how it'll play out right now.
On the KJ Henry stuff, we just had a discussion. We spent a whole segment talking about it, the ethics of it and the dad. He made some comments. You made comments a few months ago. You said you don't think South Carolina would be interested in hiring Keith Henry just to get KJ Henry. Is that something that could happen? Is that a possibility of happening? Is something that fans would be, you know, you need pass rushers. He's a great pass rusher. Does that need mean you're going to hire him maybe as a 10th assistant? Give me your thoughts on it now that we've progressed kind of a couple months into it.
Well, if I was in charge, I wouldn't do it. Personally, I can't speak for Will Muschamp, but I would not do it. I just think it would lead to potential staff problems. I don't know that any player really is good enough to do something like that. And I'm not sure if KJ Henry is, but I can't say for sure what Will Muschamp might do. I think, if an analyst type position was a possibility, I think that would be more likely than a 10th assistant. But, it's hard to say how it'll play out. But I do know his dad is trying to work that out. So staff's trying to make it happen. I think it would be a slippery slope to go down personally.
Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com, joins us. Day one yesterday down in Columbia. Was there any storylines? Did we learn anything from the first day of practice for the Gamecocks?
I don't know that there was any huge storyline. One position switch that came out is that Corey Banks has been moved from wide receiver to cornerback, and that's a move that I'm intrigued with personally because he's got some inconsistencies catching the football. And a lot of times that's why you see guys get moved from wide receiver to cornerback. But I think he does have a lot of the tools to be a good corner if he buys into the move and really commits to it. A lot of people coming out of high school felt like defensive back was his best position. So he's got great speed, good quickness. He's physical, has the right build for it. And I think could have a defensive mentality too. So it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. Some of the newcomers that we've heard good things about from some sources were Shai Smith at wide receiver, and then Jamias Williams at cornerback, and Aaron Sterling at buck defensive end. Those three guys, what we understand, impressed in practice one and look like guys that are ready to help this team this season.
I was going to ask you about some of the freshmen. Let's go with some of the returning guys first, though. We're in defensive lines week here in the show, kind of previewing defensive lines. Let's begin at defensive end. One defensive end and one buck. First, for the Gamecock fans that don't know this or for anybody out there that's following it, there's a little bit of difference in your true defensive end and then what they call that buck linebacker.
Yeah, the buck linebacker is a guy that it's a position that Darius English played last year for South Carolina. You'll see him standing up at times. You'll see him in coverage at times. But you can also, walk a guy like that up and go from what looks like a three-man front and put their hand down and turn it into a four-man front and have them come off the edge and play more of a defensive end spot. So it's really a hybrid between the two. And a lot of schools use it. They have different terms for it, but Muschamp and Javaris Robinson call it the buck. In their scheme.
All right. Defensive end-wise, defensive line-wise, what do we know? What are we hearing? What are some of the key guys here? Kind of depth chart-wise, some of the storylines you're going to follow here in camp?
Well, I think pass rushing in a lot of cases is going to come from young players. Dennis Wanham or DJ Wanham is a guy who really emerged in the spring as the starting buck. Was actually named the most outstanding defensive player in the spring. And I think he's a guy that the coaches are really counting on to take a big step forward this year and help them quite a bit. He played a lot of snaps as a true freshman last year and should be able to build on that experience and also be a lot more physically ready for the position this year now that he's had a full offseason in the weight room. I think Shamik Blackshear, continues to be a guy that the staff is hopeful for, but I don't know that he's ever going to be what people thought he would be coming out of high school, but I do think he's capable of helping them more than he has to this point in his career, and the coaches think he can in particular help them from a pass rushing standpoint. He had a good offseason in the weight room, and that was something he really needed. He went through the recovery from the gunshot last year, and that hindered how much he was able to work out in the offseason, so he really wasn't physically where he needed to be last season, and that's one of the big reasons why he didn't play a whole lot. But I think Brad Johnson and Aaron Sterling are two young guys to watch there. as guys who could get in the mix from a pass rushing standpoint. And then it'll be interesting to see what they do with Damani Staley and Bowen and some of the young guys that are coming in that have been pass rushing types at the high school level. They're going to try to move the linebacker here in college, but as they look for guys that can help them with some explosiveness, I think Devon Bowen and Damani Staley are two guys to watch that could get themselves in the mix a little bit.
Yeah, it's crazy because you need linebackers. You don't have depth at linebacker, but you want athletic pass rushing defensive ends. I think that will be a big storyline to follow. As far as the inside guys, I know you talked about Jones and Stallworth, but seeing a guy like Kinlaw coming in, what kind of shape did he report in? What are some of the storylines we'll follow as far as the interior defensive tackles?
Kinlaw had a really good summer. He's down to 326 is where they've listed him on the roster, and he came in at about 345. So he's lost about 20 pounds. I know he had a good summer in the weight room, was doing extra cardio, and doing a pretty good job on the diet that they put him on. So I think Kinlaw's the big one to watch, just see how quickly he can ascend the depth chart, how quickly he can learn the system. But just in terms of work ethic and attitude, I think he's done everything the coaches want him to do, from what I understand. MJ Webb is another true freshman who came in January, and he's working at three technique, and I think is a guy who has a chance to work his way into the mix. Aaron Thompson redshirted last year. He's up to about 300 pounds now. Is going to be playing on the inside. So I think they've got more bodies. Kobe Smith is another one, guy who played a good bit last year. So they've got some flexibility, and I think more bodies and more players to work with on the inside. But I think, Lance Thompson's just going to have to figure out how to put all those pieces together and figure out which guys can really help the most.
It's almost like you've got two different units here. You've got a senior unit of Sawyer and Jones and Stallworth, and then you've got these new guys. Is either more important? I know you need the senior leadership, the experience there, but it's almost like the guys that are seniors aren't dynamic playmakers. It seems like the younger guys are dynamic playmakers. Are either one more important than the other as far as really breaking down where these guys are in their class right now?
Obviously long term, you've got to develop those young guys and get them in the mix. I think another one I didn't mention is Dante Sawyer, and he's a guy that also really wasn't able to work out much last year leading up to the season because of recovering from shoulder surgery. He's really had a really good offseason in the weight room too, and I think they're excited about the potential he brings to the table this year to maybe take his game up another level. But I think the young guys, they've got to develop them, coach them up, and figure out which ones are ready to truly help them this year and start building that depth and talent for the future. But they do have several senior guys that are going to be playing quite a bit, and the more they can get out of them to go with that youth, the better.
This is a combination of a text message question, then I'm going to add something to it. Texture wants to say, have they upgraded on the defensive line under Will Muschamp? And I'll say, I'll add my two cents in here, Tony. It's not like that it wasn't a magical group. It wasn't a playmaking group to begin with. I think you almost have to. My question, my part of that would be, how much have they improved on up front under Will Muschamp?
Well, I think they have improved, but I don't think they've improved enough. And I think this is a big year for this group and a big year for Lance Thompson. I think they have to show significant progress this year. They have to become a more physical group. They have to show they can hold up better against the run. And then they have to show signs that they're building a pass rush that can be counted on and one that can be consistent going forward. Because it just seems like Groundhog Day. Like we've been talking about it for years now in the segment that, until the pass rush is dependable, it's going to be very difficult for them to be as good as they want to be on defense. Because with the way offenses are run today, you have to be able to at least disrupt the quarterback, to throw off timing, to have him thinking twice about dropping back into the pocket because of what may be coming his way. And it's just been too long since South Carolina has had that kind of defense. And, I've gone back here recently and watched some of the, 2012, 2013, 2014 games. And that's what they were built on. That's what they could do was disrupt the quarterback and make big plays as a result of it. And they've got to find a way to get back to that. And I think, you know, this is going to be an important year for everyone involved with the defensive line and the pass rush.
Speaking of Groundhog Day, I did want to get this text message question in here. 17 is a current commitment list. I know we talk about it all the time, but that number is fluid, so it is a legitimate question. Overall numbers, what are you thinking about in this upcoming class?
Well, I think it's going to be 25 total, but the caveat is two of those guys are Tyreek Johnson, who gray-shirted, and Tyson Williams, who paid his own way last year but counts against the 2018 class numbers this year as he goes on scholarship. So it's really 23. They're at 17 right now, which would leave six spots if they didn't have any attrition in the class. So, you know, things are definitely tightening up from an availability standpoint, and they're having to figure out which positions are the most important going forward. But that's the way it's looking right now. About six more spots if they held on to everyone they have right now.
Is practice closed? I know it's been closed a little bit. Has practice closed?
It is. Yeah, they're opening one on August 21st. But the rest of them, unless they change their course, will be closed.
All right. What is on the docket at thebigspur.com with camp opening? I know you're the place to follow it. No one. I'm a subscriber because I get the best news there. Tell us what to look for. Some of the things you'll be following here the first week of camp.
Yeah, well, John Whittle and John Del Bianco and Katie, all the people involved in the day-to-day coverage of the football team will have as much content as possible, from, you know, coaches' interviews to player interviews to photos of practice. And we had a photo gallery yesterday that did very well, that the fans really liked to see the progress and some of the guys that have made a lot of progress from a physical standpoint. So we'll continue to have things like that day-to-day, and also get as much recruiting scoop and team scoop mixed in there as well. So there should be a lot of great content on the site throughout the month.
Place to find it, thebigspur.com. Tony, as usual, we always appreciate your time, man, and let's review the first week of camp when we visit next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Right. That's your fan, Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Time for me to tell you about our great offer that we have from Harry's Razors and harrys.com. You notice how I'm good looking? I'm looking over here, buddy. My little baby face over here. Man, I look good today. Thanks to my good friends at Harry's Razors. Over 3 million guys have switched. I am a guy that switched. My wife is not a guy that switched. My wife switched. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. I like that. You have nothing to lose. Right now, they're so confident in their blades that they're going to give you a free trial set. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Now, this trial set, you get an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades, lubricating strip with a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. We partner with Harry's here at the station to give you this incredible offer. I want you to go to harrys.com/Mickey to get it now. That's harrys.com/Mickey. You just cover the shipping. Everything else is free for this free trial offer with the handle, the blade, the shave gel, the travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com/Mickey, harrys.com/MICKEY. Go get started today with our great friends at Harry's Razors. We will take a break. We'll come back. Open phone lines. If you want to talk baseball, if you want to talk football, if you want to talk college football, I have a thought about Rory McIlroy firing his caddy, the PGA Championship coming up next week in Charlotte. I have thoughts about Nick Saban's Power 5 conference plan, some recruiting stuff to do. There's a lot to do. Love for you to come back. We appreciate you listening, but really love for you to come back for more right after this.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Retirement Funding Advisors is a fee-only investment advisory firm with a focus on qualified retirement plans. With the new fiduciary regulations effective, it's very important that business owners are aware of their fiduciary obligations. Many advisors don't understand all the aspects that make a retirement plan successful. Having worked with retirement plans for over 30 years, Rick and Carson Vaughn have the knowledge and experience needed to make sure you have a successful 401k plan. Call Carson today at 430-8544.
Do you have standing water around your home? Well, it's probably also underneath your home. Standing water and musty air can cause damage to your home and affect the air you breathe. Canty Foundation Specialists can help you correct these problems. Standing water causes wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew. Call Canty Foundation Specialists for drier, cleaner air and a more comfortable home all year long. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
This warm and sunny time of year should be filled with happy memories, road tripping to vacations. That is why My Garage by Essex wants you to have a happy car. Because who wants to spend their trip to the beach worrying about their car not starting or any other painful car mishaps? Not us. My Garage has a team of highly skilled mechanics with over 100 years experience who are honest, reliable, and professionally trained, which is reflected by doing the job right the first time. Don't leave your family's getaway up to chance. You all deserve to have a pain-free getaway. And while you wait for your car to be treated like the major investment it is, treat yourself to some hot coffee and free wireless anytime in our comfortable waiting room. My Garage is here for you. Come visit My Garage by Essex for all your maintenance and repair needs on Highway 93 in Clemson. Or call 633-5800. That's 633-5800. Happy motoring.
Hey, this is Joseph from Local Q, inviting you to come try our famous house smoked wings. Tossed in our signature barbecue rub, these wings are sure to leave an impression. Pick between any of our 10 sauces, including a blueberry chipotle barbecue, coconut curry, and inferno for the daring. We also offer great lunch specials Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and a unique brunch menu Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7, or online at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times with a valid ID.
Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
It's my turn to talk.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, sookie, sookie now. Hey! Come on, baby. Hey there, sugar darling. Let me tell you something, girl.
We don't say the phrase sookie, sookie enough, do we?
Not nearly enough, in my opinion.
What's the difference in Sookie Sookie and when and on Folsom Prison Blues when Johnny Cash says Suey?
I don't know.
I think Suey's you call them pigs though, right?
Oh, Suey Suey, yeah, you're coming to get dinner.
Yeah.
My grandma always used to do that.
But Sookie.
Suey, 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 come get it.
Really?
Yeah, we'd be in the living room, she'd come yell at us.
I think I'm right by saying this. Let me do the Arkansas cheer. I think it goes like this.
Go ahead.
Ooh. Ooh. Woo! Pig, Suey, Razorbacks. I think that I'm right by saying that. Can you get me Bobby Petrino doing it, like the audio of Petrino doing it when he took the Arkansas job? Him looking stupid up there? Because you look stupid when you do it, because you got to do the spirit fingers like this.
Yeah.
Woo! They call it calling the hogs or something, calling the pigs. So give me the audio if you can do that. Let me get Toby, and then we'll do the audio.
I'll see if I can find it.
All right. Good stuff. You're the best, man. I ever tell you how great you are? You know what I like about you? Everything. Toby is in Anderson, north of the communication phone lines. Hey, good morning, Toby. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
What's going on, Mick?
Not much. You doing okay?
Man, I just got out of the armpit of the South making some deliveries, man. I'm glad to be back home. You know what I mean?
Where's the armpit of the South?
Columbia, okay. South Carolina.
I'm with you, brother. Preach. I am with you on that one. You don't have to tell me.
Hey, man, but you know, I rode by Irmo High School last night, and I seen a statue of Mickey Plyler standing out there, you know.
The one that got egged and that one. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, where do you think the acquisition of the guy from Oakland puts the Yankees at, man?
I think it gets them in the conversation with the Indians and Houston. I don't think it surpasses either one of them. I do think that it gives the Yankees a slight advantage over the Red Sox. Red Sox offense isn't very good. And the Yankees, I don't think you make that move if Pineda wouldn't got hurt. Once he got hurt, I think he had to make a move. And then the other thing is that this isn't – the Yankees are continuing – this thing of building. This isn't just about 2017 because they got him under contract. I hate it when they say they control him. They control his contract for two more years. So this is a good 18 and 19 move for him. But he's got to stay healthy, man. He had a great year 2 years ago. Not great last year. Very good this year. It puts him in the conversation now, but still, you know, Houston's the best team in the American League.
That's right. Hey, I know you're probably up against a break, but I heard you mention audio. There's two audios that I would give my right leg if you would play on air for me.
All right.
And that's one where, what's the coach from North Carolina when they were high-fiving and all that, when the guy said he was going to sign with them?
All right, hold on a second here. I got about three or four. You ready? Here we go.
All right.
Woo! Golly! That's awesome, man. That is awesome. Let me get some hugs out now.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the family.
Give me two more. Give me those two right
Woo!
There.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just made my day.
What you talking about?
That's awesome.
Got one more for you. All right. What's your other one? What's your other one you need, Toby?
The other one is that I was on YouTube, and I looked up Tiger Woods' best shot ever. Was the play-by-play of when the 2005 Masters, when he hit that chip off the green and it rolled into the hole. And I think it was Vern Lundquist that might have been doing it. That's one of the best play-by-plays I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. When he goes, in your life. Yeah. I'll get that one for you,
that
too, Tim. We could do both of those for you. That's easy,
right,
man.
Bro.
Keep those easy requests coming. Be careful on the road, okay? Can you get me? Do you have Rule Pig Suey Razorback or do you have Vern Lundquist? Which one do you have for me? You're going to surprise. Just surprise me. How about that? Does anything look more uncomfortable than Petrino? Yeah, that's what they do. I forgot it's Pig Suey at the end of each one. Woo, Pig Suey.
Oh,
woo, Pig
my.
Suey. Woo, Pig Suey, Razorback. Does Petrino look like so uncomfortable doing that?
He's late to every hand rise. He's late coming down.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for the guy next to him to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's following along. He's like me. He's like me when, like, at church, when they're doing the hymns and, like, everybody knows the songs and, like, I'm kind of just looking around, like, I'm a little bit late on that one. Thank goodness they got the audiovisual board up there now. I can't see everything.
It's like me whenever I have to go to a Catholic service.
Oh, yeah.
You got no idea whether you're standing, you're kneeling, you're sitting.
And also with you. Okay. Yeah.
Yep, there it is. And peace with you.
And also with you. Yeah. My sister did this thing when she was a little kid that we always went to, and I forgot, Methodist or Presbyterian. One of them at the end of them always sang, amen, and the other one didn't, and so she'd get them confused because one grandparent's one and one grandbrother's, I forgot which one it was, but she, one time she went amen. Oh, sorry about that. All right, yeah, now get me, if you can, while I tell the folks about Roto-Rooter, give me a little Vern Lundquist 16th Tiger Woods chip in at the 16th in Augusta. I think it's what it said, in your life, when it goes crazy. Our good friends at Roto-Rooter, rotorooter.com, 1-800-GET-ROTO. Roto-Rooter would love for you to call them. Any case it does go bad, they don't want you to call them. They want it to where they gave, remember a few years ago, they gave you all the tips of how not to call them, how keeping your drains clean, how not putting stuff down in there, how making sure that your pipes aren't burst. So that's what they love. They love it when you don't have to call them. But if it does go wrong, like it went wrong right here twice in my 19 years now, like it went wrong once in my home with my garbage disposal unit, then go and see the good friends of ours at the Roto-Rooter. You're going to love them. Locally owned, proudly Clemson alumni, proudly owned and operated right here in the upstate. They've been doing it since 1935. Don't be fooled by the imitators. Go with the very best. Go with Roto-Rooter, 1-800-ROTO-ROOTER. Or 1-800-GET-ROTO. I'm sorry, 1-800-GET-ROTO, but rotorooter.com. Easy stuff there. Do you have Vern for me yet?
Shot. He cannot put it up in the air with the second cut that close behind the ball. You can see him putting it back in his stance right here and picking the club up like he's going to hit right down on it.
And he's picked out a landing spot that is a good 25 feet above the hole.
There's a good chance he doesn't get this inside the Marcos ball.
Wrong. I love the birds in the background, too.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
I forgot about the oh wow. It's like it sits there for a second. A little Nike swoosh.
Yeah, the advertising for Nike for the next 10 years.
Oh wow. In your life. Well, the other great Vern Lundquist call at Augusta was Nicholas 17. That's when he's on the 17th hole rather than 16th hole. 17th hole, where Nicholas, it's a little double breaker down the hill, 86. And, can you find out for me, Jack Nicklaus, 17th hole?
We're not doing, we can't do Masters Sunday here. We're not, we can't do
just
that.
Just give me one. Vern Lundquist, 17th hole, Nicklaus, 86. Because in this one, that's when he says, maybe, yes, sir. I think I'm right on that one. I didn't get the oh my. I did get the in your life. In your life. Have you ever seen anything like it? This is Nicklaus making the great charge. The last birdie that he made on the 71st hole of maybe, yes, sir. I think I'm right on that one. We got that one for us. You weren't alive. What year were you born?
93.
Oh! Oh, my. So in your life, no. In your life, have you seen? No. We, Vern Lundquist, is he still going to do keep doing the Masters? He's not doing college football, but is he going to keep doing the Masters? Okay. He's saying goodbye to college football. I watched Vern Lundquist last night. I watched Tennessee and Georgia. My wife was out of town last night, so I watched Tennessee and Georgia last night. How in the world did Georgia lose that football game? What in the world happened for Georgia to lose at home? One of the three home losses last year. Keep getting on the dogs about that. In that game, they had 392 yards of offense. Tennessee had 357. In Tennessee's 34-31 win on a Hail Mary to end things, right as Georgia won. Georgia fans are going crazy. Thought they pulled it out. The thing about that game is, if Georgia wins that one, they are then 4-1. They beat South Carolina 5-1. You got to think they beat Vanderbilt 6-1 before they play Florida. Kentucky, Auburn, Louisiana beat Georgia. I mean, Georgia's looking at potential top 10 finish. And Tennessee kind of ripped their hearts out. How are you on the progress over there for in your life? No, maybe, yes, sir.
He was at 16?
17.
I'm not fine in 17. I think I'm fine in 16.
No. Nicholas. In 75, Nicholas made the great putt at 16. But what if Vern Lundquist, Jack Nicklaus, Masters, 86
they're
Masters?
A little harder to find.
Really?
Yeah.
In 86?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Yes, sir. I think I'm right by saying that.
We'll figure it out during the break.
All right. We'll do that during our final break. Can I just, while we're on the subject, can I give you our Numbers Matter segment brought to you by great friends at University Cottages and universitycottages.com? The thing about University Cottages is that it is brand new, so you're not going to have old cat pee stain or cat pee smells around. You're not going to have like cigarette holes and cigarette burns. You're not going to have any of that. What you're going to have here is brand new, that new smell. You're going to get it in a cottage, not in a townhome, not in a condominium, not in an apartment, not in a duplex. You get it in your home there, your brand new home here. You're going to get it for $500 a month, which is unbelievable cost. You're going to get it in brand new granite countertops and brand new stainless steel appliances in a very safe environment with the blue tooth stuff. You're getting a pet-friendly environment. You're going to get it with the cat buses right there. I mean, everything you're looking for. So great friends at University of Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Go to tigerproperties.com, ericnewton.com to find out more about all of those. Let me give you some of Jack Nicklaus's numbers here. Speaking of numbers matter. 117 professional wins. 73rd wins on the PGA Tour. 7 in the Australia-Asia Tour. 10 on the PGA Tour champions list. We had 18 majors, being 6 Masters, 4 U.S. Opens, 5 PGA Championships, and 3 British Opens. He led the PGA Tour money list in 64, 65, 67, 71, 72, 73, 75, and 76. The PGA Player of the Year in 67, 72, 73, 75, 76. The Bobby Jones Award in 75, Payne Stewart Award in 2000, Lifetime Achievement Award in 2008, Congressional Medal of Honor in 2015. Just some unbelievable numbers for the greatest of all time, Jack Nicklaus, who turned professional in 1961 and retired in 2005. Numbers matter. Certainly those numbers matter at our University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. The other number you need to remember, the phone number, 784-3400. Again, 784-3400. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hopefully get that Vern Lundquist stuff. Final segment of the show when you return for more right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
At Spectrum Business, the best business services keep getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-200-6171 to get our new faster internet speeds, up to 100 megabits per second, for only $44.99 a month. And that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features, all for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-200-6171 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get the best value for your business with new, faster internet and advanced voice. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mod.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us on the final segment of the show. You know who's going to have a good time? If you are creative and if you are in Los Angeles,
yep,
you are having a good time today.
Why is that?
Because you got traded to the Dodgers.
How about that?
I mean, you have a good time with all that. Quark and I had a good time doing that. But hey, you Darvish deal, I mean, the Dodgers are on pace for 114 wins anyway. If you remember, I told you yesterday when Clayton Kershaw got hurt last year, the Dodgers, it didn't affect him at all. But let's just face it. The Dodgers have done some good things. But until they win it all, and that's what this is about. You're always in that mode of keeping your best projects and you know, not giving away the farm for it. But at the same time, you want to have a chance to win and knock the door in, kick the door in. Like the Cubs did it last year. The Cubs gave up two really, really good prospects for Chapman. The Yankees got both and Chapman coming back. But in the end, the Cubs got a World Series out of it. So it's a balancing act in there. And a lot of times, man, these prospects just don't turn out. But the way that baseball is going right now, it is about farm systems and it's about controlling the young talent and controlling their contracts. Because in the end, if you overpay for this free agency deals now, you end up getting a guy who's 30 years old and been injured a few times. You have to sign his long-term five-year contracts. By the time of 35, that's over, especially without the performance-enhancing drugs now. You know what I'm saying? Without the PEDs, it makes it tough. And so you'd rather have the young 25, 27-year-old that you can control the salary for at least two more years. Baseball's changed. There are younger superstars in the game now, and the development of those means that clubs like Houston, I mean, let's look at the standings right now, okay?
Sure.
Would you say, bear with me a second, let me pull this up here. Would you say that, obviously the Yankees and Red Sox are top of the American League East, but Cleveland's not a major big market team, right? Cleveland's not a big spender. Now, they spent out a little bit yesterday and coming down the closing stretch, but Look at the teams in the Central right now. The bigger markets are Chicago and Detroit. And look at it, that Cleveland, Kansas City, and Minnesota are in the playoff race. In the West right now, the Angels are the big market club. Texas has spent a little bit in the past.
Yeah, the Rangers have to be one too.
Yeah. But the Astros and Mariners, now that Mariners are about out of it, but the Astros are the best team in the American League right now. And they're not big spenders. Look at what the Diamondbacks have done this year. Look at what the Rockies have done this year. Look at Milwaukee's not a big market club. Look how they've been able to do it. The Miami Marlins are in second place now. They're getting their way back. But you see what I'm saying? It's player development, and even in small markets, you can get it done. I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays are over 500 right now. Let me give you the list of teams that are over 500 that are small market. Tampa is, Cleveland, Kansas City, Minnesota's right there at 500. Houston, the Brewers, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies. These are clubs that are just doing it right. And Nathan writes in, I love how you say without the PEDs, like it's still not going on. Am I just naive? I mean, there's so much testing out there now, and the cost of doing business is so high right now. Am I naive in thinking that it's not going on like it was?
I don't think you are. I mean, why are these guys not getting suspended more than if it's still going on? Are the drugs that much better? They're not detectable? Is that what it is?
Are we telling people that that Major League Baseball is just turning its back on it because they want to see baseball come back again?
You don't think that's a thing?
I don't think that's happening. I'm not that much of a conspiracy theorist to think that that's happening right now. Do you realize that we made it through an entire show without mentioning Mayweather or McGregor?
Well, there you go. You ruined it.
Do you realize we made a whole show without mentioning LeVar Ball?
Also ruined it.
Do you realize we made a whole show without mentioning Kyrie Irving? Do you realize we made it a whole show without mentioning Carmelo Anthony?
Why are you doing this?
just to get it in there, man.
Why?
Just to kind of get it in there. I did that years ago.
Why?
I did it years ago where I was like, it was Pete Rose, and then it was LeVar. I mean, it was, I don't even want to hear this, but it was Lawrence Taylor. Like, they were in the news every single day. I said, do you realize we made a whole show without mentioning? And then we mentioned there. So just a little something to get you up with. Let me set the schedule up for later this week. Gamecocks back in the practice field this morning, still in helmets and shorts. Clemson goes on Thursday at around 4 o'clock is when they go. And Zach and I will be out there and looking forward to that. 654 Roar, 654-7627. Let me get a couple of texts in here as we wrap up the show. Texter said, per scout and assuming the numbers for 2018 class, since the 2014 class has signed 121 players to Clemson's 94, or South Carolina signed 121 players compared to Clemson's 94. And as we know, only one of these programs is putting talent in the NFL. Carolina's oversigning is disgusting. They've had a lot of turnover in there. 124 to 94, but in that turnover, you can say it's disgusting, but do you really want that? I mean, I know Clemson fans want to sign more players every single year, but A, Clemson's not broken, and B, is South Carolina's way the right way? All the turnover, all the guys that are leaving, all the guys that you sign that can't play. See, here's where recruiting fans kind of miss the boat a little bit. I know you get the five heart players. I know that the legacy guys that are up there catch a hard time from Clemson fans. But it's working. The character development part of it, the bringing in the good kids part of it, all that is working. Now, it might catch up with them at some time because Clemson has lost a lot of these juniors that are going pro early. Chance you could lose a Mackenzie Alexander as a sophomore like you did and Cleland Farrell as a sophomore like you did. And eventually, if all the guys keep going pro, eventually it's going to catch up to you. And eventually Clemson's going to go 8-4 at some point in year and at some point in time. And mark my words, Zach, fans will call in and go, oh, my goodness gracious, I can't believe that you guys didn't take more players. You took some of those five heart players and some of those legacy guys. We all know who they are. I'm not going to call them out by name, but you know. But it's working. And in the end, you know what? Every once in a while, a Hunter Renfrow does show up, and it works. So do you want to sign the questionable character guy? You want to sign the numbers guy to keep on stockpiling numbers after numbers after numbers? How many do you really need?
I mean, there's something to be said for development too, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, heck yeah, there is. It's not the most important piece. I think somewhere in there, there's a balancing act between talent acquisitions and player development. Mm-hmm. And coaching and scheme and all that stuff in there. What percentage, I don't know. But there's something to be said for it. Hey, Clemson, man, how can you question anything? Now, you need to question some things. But how can you question what the formula the guy's got working over there right now? I mean, it's working. What's your one criticism of Dabo Swinney? You have any criticism?
Well, my one criticism of Dabo?
Mm-hmm. He did steal my all-in thing, by the way.
Well, other than that, which I will take to my grave for you, I promise you that.
Thank you.
It's gone now. You know, he's been able to beat South Carolina again.
He is above reproach to you.
I don't really. Is there something you want to nitpick with on him?
No, I'm just asking. But I do think it's okay. It's like the Jordan Spieth thing. I do think it's okay to if we can fairly criticize. We fairly praise. I want to fairly praise and fairly criticize.
I mean, obviously, there's got to be something. I'm not saying he's above reproach. Kind of seems bad. I can't find anything off the top of my head, though. I'd have to nitpick and try to dig.
No.
And that's not worth it to me.
No, not worth it. Because in the end, it all played out. It all showed out. It's what the guy's done. I mean, He is the one of the most important figures in the university's history, the single best football coach he ever had. I'm ready to go that route. Now some Danny Ford folks will get on that.
That's not even controversial at this point. It is. He is the single best.
Yeah. I think he is. The texter gets back and says, Mickey, you missed the point. I was criticizing South Carolina, not Clemson. And I get that point. I was making another point. I was expanding on your point. Tress and Easy said, plenty of programs oversigned. True differences is in development. Clemson staff gets the players to take the next step. I'm going to tell you some guys to watch, like a Baylen Specter, like a Logan Rudolph, like some of those guys they signed this past year. Watch because of their like a Venables. Watch the development of those guys. That's a pretty cool thing to watch. But have we got to the point where we can't, if he does make a mistake or does do something, you know, in there, can we criticize it? Can we fairly criticize it? I introduced Dabo one time at a fundraiser for a women's group. And when he did, I kind of take a little pride in this. He goes, man, the thing about Mickey is, he fairly criticizes and he fairly praises. He goes, if he criticizes, you know what? You kind of deserve it. And if he praises you, you know what? You kind of deserve it too. So it kind of made me feel good about that part of it. I don't want to criticize people. I want to fairly criticize.
We're not going to go out of our way to find criticism.
No.
There, I'd like to think we'd be able to
address
it.
Right.
He just hasn't given, there's nothing there. There's nothing for me to point at right now.
Right.
At some point, it'll happen.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
You'll do it. You'll be wrong. He's Jordan Spieth, man.
He's not Jordan Spieth.
You like Jordan Spieth?
No, I don't.
Why? He's a good guy.
I don't.
Why don't you like him?
I just don't. I think he plays too slow. I think he cries. I think he's annoying.
I like the guy. He's a good guy. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. I have better coverage. I have better rates thanks to my great friends Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Zach, we got to forgive Chad today. Where was he? We had Tony Morrell on. My good friend Tony Morrell. Where was Chad? I didn't hear the rebuttal. I didn't hear the Republican response or the Democratic response. Didn't hear any of that. So where was the guy? We'll forgive him. Maybe he had a big day at work. Maybe he's feeling under the weather. It just didn't seem right, did it?
It's like the show's not complete quite yet. Might have to extend another segment or two.
Maybe call into other shows or maybe call in tomorrow. But I miss the old fella in there. I hope he's okay. Okay. Want to send a little APB out for him? Make sure he's okay.
I hope Tracy's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Man, I hope everything's fine there because it just didn't feel the same without some sort of rebuttal.
Maybe the in-laws finally got to him.
I forgot about that. Did he call yesterday?
Did he?
I don't know, man. Maybe the in-laws took him out.
Maybe they did.
Maybe he's in the bottom of the ocean right now with the center block tied around his leg.
One chirp too many about those old Gamecocks.
Can you imagine what that looks like?
That's fantastic.
Oh, what a little vacation would look like. Buddy, let's finish things up as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, as you know, I am a big Olympics fan, and it was announced yesterday that the 2028 Games will be coming back to the States. Los Angeles will host the 2028 Summer Games. 2020 will be in Tokyo. 2024 will be in Paris.
Give me the rundown again. Give me the dates. We're in 17. Where's 20 going to be?
2020, the Summer Games will be in Tokyo.
Okay.
Japan. 2024 will be in Paris.
Right.
And then 2028 will be in Los Angeles.
So we lost the 24 bid, basically.
No, we conceded it because they gave us a ton of money.
We did? Is that how it worked?
That's how it worked, yeah.
Man, is anything more crooked than that Olympic stuff?
No, there's not. It's that or FIFA.
FIFA. Kind of
right head and head there. Neck and neck.
How much money do we know? How much they gave us?
In return for a deal, they hope will generate hundreds of millions in additional savings and revenue. So a lot.
This is going to be one of the worst things I've ever said on a show.
Oh, boy.
You cringe when I do this.
Oh, boy.
What would somebody have to pay to go to the Olympics in 2024 in Paris, France right now? What's going on in this world?
Pay my flight and I'm there.
Huh?
Pay my flight and I'm there.
Really?
I love Paris. Paris is a wonderful city.
This is going to sound like uneducated backwoods. Oh, I'm not going to Paris anymore. I've never been.
Paris is a wonderful, wonderful town.
No, man, if you think right now what's going on in our world, that I'm going to go to Paris in 2024 for the Olympics, not happening.
You can't let fear win, my man.
But still, you can be smart about where you go and what you do.
Don't let the fear win.
My to